and we've grown to producing 15 concerts per year with faculty and students, and outreach concerts to the community. Our students are coming from all over the country, faculty as well, and we've gotten a lot more community involvement. It's very exciting to have seen it grow.
In thinking about the repertoire for this year, was there any special sensibility that you tried to include?
We always ask our faculty for requests of pieces they want to play. This year seemed to be a year in which there were some requests for larger pieces, some quintets, piano quintets, and sextets for strings. So we do have several really exciting large pieces on our program, but we always try to balance with a variety of instrumentation and periods of music so that there's a nice balance.
So the performers are feeling their oats this year, going ambitious.
Right.
This Sunday, you have a trio for flute, cello, and piano by Martinu, Haydn's string trio in G major, Beethoven's Romance in F major, and a suite for two cellos and piano by Menotti.
Menotti was best known as an operatic composer, but he did write numerous instrumental scores, and this piece is dramatic and has operatic style in it, but it's not over the top. A lot of nice melodies, good balance between two cellos and the piano part.
On Thursday, July 14th, the Mendelssohn Piano Trio in C minor is one of the big works, also with the Brahms Cello Sonata in F major and the Mozart Piano Trio in D minor. The Mendelssohn, though, is not as well known as the D minor. What makes this one very cool as well as the D minor?
I think they're both fantastic works. Mendelssohn wrote with really great craft and charm and polish, and he's actually was described as the Mozart of the 19th century, so he has a lot of elegant style, and all his pieces show that. A little bit of looking back to the classical era while going into the romantic period, and it's in C minor. It's dramatic, it's exciting, but it still has that poise.
The piece was composed in 1845. He died in 1847, so it was one of his later works. Of course, he was really young when he died.
Yes,
too,
because
he started very early. How do you characterize late Mendelssohn's style from early Mendelssohn?
Well, we were looking more towards the romantic era, but he was regarded as a conservative over the course of his writing. So the craftsmanship in the trio has been developed over time. He's obviously a lot more comfortable as a composer, and that shows in the history.
The afternoon of July 17th, there are a couple of interesting things. Smetana's Die Moldau is a well-known orchestral piece, but there's a version of it for piano duet, which should be exciting and fun, a Debussy violin sonata, and Tchaikovsky's Souvenir of Florence.
Florence was one of Tchaikovsky's favorite vacation spots, and he took this. It was fairly uncommon to write sextets, so this is for two violins, two violas, and two cellos, and there are a number of great pieces of that instrumentation, but they're not so common. And he wanted to write something in Souvenir de Florence is reminiscence of Florence, so it's something that was special to him and had a special meaning, and put some of those memories into music for him. Has a lot of catchy tunes. I think it's very exciting, very a little bit flashy in some ways. All the parts are integral. It's amazing to think that even with as many as 6 and sometimes 8 parts in a chamber music, everyone is so vital to make that the piece what it is.
Also on July 17th, that Sunday, is something that doesn't have the word classical in it. It has the word blues in it. The composer is Lavendi.
Well, this piece is Blues and Dance, and it's from a collection of 3 pieces titled The Young Violinist. It was composed for an international violin competition in Jordan, and it's based on a 12-bar blues pattern. Improvisational material in the violin part and some ostinato blues rhythm in the piano. And there's also another piece on that program that they're paired with by the same composer. It's Dance for solo violin, and this is based on Southeast European folk rhythms. And the violinist, while playing, will be tapping with sleigh bells in, around his ankle.
Okay.
So that is a little bit different than some of our...
Not your straight classical fare. The closing concert is on July 28th in the evening at 7:30. All of these, by the way, are free for the community to come in and hear some top-notch classical music. There's the Dvorak Piano Quintet and Beethoven's Piano Trio, Opus 1, Number 2. But also very interesting is a wind trio for oboe, bassoon, and piano by Apule.
Poulenc was French. He was part of this group of French composers, the Les Six, and they tried to craft new music, used a lot of neoclassicism, experimental things for their time. So this piece has lots of color, pointillistic clarity. The middle movement is described as sweet and melancholic, and the last movement is a near-perfect quote of a well-known Beethoven melody, but it's still in Poulenc's own distinctive language. So he really took some quotes, and he patterned this movement also after Sessa's piano concerto. So he was pulling in other influences, but made it distinctly his own.
Lisa Nelson is a violist and performer with the Illinois Chamber Music Festival and one of its organizers. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.